Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we cling to the life raft that is silly little bits and attempt to avoid drowning in the sea of awful news. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Dee Dee Rose. Deanna, what's up?
As usual, I'm in a fucking mood.
As usual, I have highly contributed to that.
I mean, mostly I'm in a mood because last night we went to a place called the Wild Alaskan Bush Company and nobody had a fucking bush. And like, if it's going to be a full nude strip club and bush is in the name and nobody, there's not a pube in sight.
I saw a pube.
You saw a pube.
I saw the last girl that was dancing whenever we were leaving. She had a little bit going. It was very well manicured, but there was
a little bit
of bush. She's
in a class action lawsuit with her waxer because she actually missed a spot. Yeah, that wasn't supposed to be there. It was an accident.
Hell yeah. Well, it's not just me and Deanna. We are joined by... we are also live at the Alaska Before You Die Festival.
Here in
Anchorage, Alaska.
The Wild Alaskan Bush Company is in Alaska.
Yes, we did. That is not the name of a strip club in Pittsburgh, although would probably fucking work.
Oh no! So would Moose Pussy.
Fun fact, ironically, there is another Great Alaska Bush Company. It's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Holy shit.
That's Gans.
And during the Tenacious D movie, the scene where he plays Master Exploder and he explodes the guy's head, someone in the crowd is wearing a Great Alaska Bush Company t-shirt. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So yeah, so we're here in Alaska with our friend Cass Smiley, who is the coordinator of the Before You Die Comedy Festival here in Anchorage.
Yes, it is Cass's fault that we have invaded the town of Anchorage, and
by the town of Anchorage. Okay, things have happened here that I'll be haunted by for the foreseeable future.
Well, then that's how you know it's working.
I've been invaded by like a quarter of every single person I've talked to in Alaska. Is just there's so many details to everybody's story.
I'm only accepting as many details and stories told by Alaskans as like in direct correlation to how many teeth the person has. Like the less teeth you have, the less of the story you can tell me because like I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm not going to be able to handle what comes out of the spaces between your fucking teeth.
I'm laughing and trying to cover my mouth at the same time.
How many teeth you got in there, Cass?
Not enough.
Nah, you got a couple.
Yeah, a couple.
You have so many more than the guy who was telling me about all of his DUIs the other day, dude.
Yeah, you have so many more than the woman who was telling us that the weather is controlled by machines in Leroy's Diner yesterday.
Oh, that tracks.
Yeah, so yeah. You know what Phoenix, Arizona doesn't have? It doesn't have Leroy's.
No, although it's like the only good place to get late night food here. We went there drunk once and threw up in the booth, and then we came back the next week and they were like, welcome right this way.
You can sit next to your puke pile. It's still here.
They encourage that there.
Oh, it's the best.
It's how they season the grill. There was a new cook yesterday. He was just sending out whatever he wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I thought he was trying to get away with something. Deanna ordered 3 eggs and home fries, and the plate came out with home fries and 1 egg. And then, like, the
waitress said, I got toast and a biscuit, which took an additional 20 minutes to appear.
Oh, weird.
Like, he went to Seattle to get the biscuit. It's okay. He was actually making great time.
It's fucking crazy, but it doesn't surprise me one bit. There's literally no other late night eats in Anchorage. It's like
this was the morning.
Oh, well then,
this was the morning yesterday.
Well then.
Oh wow, wow. Well, we do have more news besides the trauma of visiting Alaska. We do have news.
We do have news, but like you know, we don't often do this in front of anybody, and there's a couple people here, so
literally a couple. There are two people here.
Yeah, notice I didn't say a few. Dude, wait,
there are more people on the podcast than are watching the podcast. How's it feel to be in this audience? Are you intimidated? We outnumber you.
This is just for yins, okay? Before we get into the news, I actually just wanted to you know, the show's called The Worst Week Yet. I wanted to ask, mostly because at the end I want to talk about how my week is going. How is your week's going? Deanna, how's your week?
I mean, you're looking at it. You're hearing about it.
I know, but I'm asking for the listeners. I know how your week is.
They're also looking at it. They know. It's a week for radio. This week has a face for radio, okay? I had a terrible time in the fucking airport. I didn't know. Like, this is the week that I learned. I've been on hundreds of flights in my life. This is the week that I learned that airplanes can circle the block. Like, I didn't know that was a fucking thing. But then we were just up there. And I was like, what, like, does the pilot need to turn down the radio so he can see the house number on the airport better? Like, what are we fucking doing? And then they were like, surprise, we have to go to Indianapolis. And then they were like, surprise, we have to go to Cincinnati. And then they were like, don't worry, you guys can get off the plane in Cincinnati and get food. We landed in Cincinnati and they were like, just kidding, we're gonna fuel up and go any minute. We could go at any minute. We sat there for an hour and a half. Like, I was like, we're edging for takeoff and I am fucking bored. And there was an off-duty pilot that was hitting on me.
Oh, he was an off-duty pilot?
Yeah, he was in his, like, pilot uniform, was hitting on me. He asked me what I was reading, and, you know, for once, I was like, don't be a cunt to this strange man that you just encountered on this plane.
That's the wrong instinct.
Like, you know what? This is why, men, when you encounter me out there and I'm a huge cunt to you, this is why. So this guy's like, what are you reading? And I give him this, like, earnest, thoughtful answer about what the fuck I'm reading. He's like, that sounds terrible. You should talk to me instead. I will fucking kill myself. I will kill myself right now on this airplane. And this was
open,
like,
the door. I'm out.
This was like the fucking Gilligan's Island of flights. Like, it was like a 3-hour tour.
Oh,
I was, it went on. Literally, I did not get out of the drama of this flight until the following fucking day. Like, I had to stay overnight in a place I wasn't supposed to be in. I cried in an airport. So many fucking things happened. So many things happened.
Airports
Terrible.
Are good cry spots, though.
Oh, I will cry fucking anywhere.
same, and often do. Yeah. But I love to cry next to, like, a Sbarro or a California Pizza Kitchen.
The temptation to eat my feelings is too great. And then I'm crying about something else entirely. It's just, I can't do all that.
Cries beget cries, you know?
Yeah.
How's the rest of your week been?
Good.
Yeah.
What else do you want me to say about this fucking week? I don't know. I saw a moose.
Woo! Hell yeah.
We went to a town that had a cat for a mayor.
Okay, yes. So now you have burned what I was going to talk about.
You were pressing me for details.
We all knew you were going to talk about that.
You wanted to know about my week. You could just kept asking about my fucking week.
You didn't even know that town had a cat mayor.
Dude, we are on the same trip. There's only so much I can say about the week that's not going to overlap with what you have to say about the week. The fuck? Fight God. Be mad at yourself.
I am, constantly. Cass, how's your week going?
She also has.
Yeah, well, my week's good, but it's just, like, long, you know? Comedy festivals are fun until they're not, you know?
Ooh. I've never run one, so I don't get it, but, like, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, running a comedy festival sucks ass, because you have to deal with, like, a bunch of egos and people who, like, only think about themselves, essentially.
Well, my ego is dead.
Is it, though? I mean.
Now it is. Fuck.
I mean.
God damn it.
No, it's, and then I had a bunch of comics drop off the fest. They were just like no call, no shows, you know?
Fucking,
and I was like,
their
apparently
loss,
now,
dude.
I'm an employer. Like, what the hell? Like, don't make me feel any more like a wage lord like I already do. It's awful.
Last chance agreement.
Yeah. Somebody's getting a demerit.
Festivals are weird because you have to, like, travel into different towns and you're paying your own way, essentially. It's basically just, like, comedy tourism. So I don't blame people for just not showing up because it's expensive. Somebody was like, my friend's dog died. The fuck kind of excuse
is that? Did they send
you
a voice message? How did you know it was in that accent?
That's the accent I have prescribed to them. That's just how I picture them in my head. See, yeah, I have to make a Facebook profile for you. I have to make all this stuff. I put you on my website. I have to look at your face. I have to learn how to spell your name. Ugh. And then you don't even show up. So, yeah, that's the accent I prescribe to them.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, so far, this festival is going really, really well for at least me and most of the other comics I talked to. So,
oh, good.
No matter how rough it's been, you're doing a great fucking job, and we appreciate you.
I got nervous because I got nervous because I ate my emergency Adderall the other day. And I call it an emergency Adderall because I had an ex who had he was trying to gamify doctors. So he would go and be like, ooh, can't go to sleep. I'm so awake all the time. And they'd prescribe him a bunch of barbiturates and downers, some Seroquel and stuff like that. And then he'd be like, oh, too sleepy. So drowsy. Can't focus. And he'd go to another doctor and get a handful of Adderall. And then they had him on lithium. It was a mess for a while. But I used to, when he pissed me off, I'd siphon off his pills and put them in a box and keep them for emergencies. That was an ex from almost 10 years ago. So I've had this one little pill box with this emergency Adderall for almost 10 years. And the other day I was like, I think it's time. And popped it.
You've had a breaking case of emergency Adderall for a decade? Dude, I haven't an emergency that requires Adderall three times a day. What are you talking about? I just took 4 fucking pills before we started this podcast. Also, Andrew, maybe you should start siphoning my pills to break in case of emergency, but the emergency is just I forgot to take them and now it's your problem.
That's a good system.
Deanna fell asleep 5 times the other day and she was like, I've been taking my pills in a couple days. I wonder if that's why. Yeah, probably, dude. I've never seen you sleep once, and you've slept in front of me 20 times in this trip.
Well, I didn't even have pills. I didn't even have pills. I had pill. one lone 20 milligram fast acting.
I can't even leave the house to go to work for the day with one pill. You've had this pill for 10 fucking years. Yeah. This is a testament to your mental fortitude, Cass.
I'm a downer person. I do heroin. I don't do Adderall.
No. You know, the bad thing about me is I'm the uppers downers bitch.
Right. Oh, you're Elvis. You got to party hard.
Yeah. I have the
Do you play racquetball too?
No, but I do take a big pharma 8-ball. I got Vyvanse. I got Wellbutrin. I got Sertraline.
It's the cocktails.
I got a breaking case of emergency Klonopin that I usually carry 3 of at a time, is 3 times as many breaking case of emergency pills as you've had for 10 fucking years. This isn't a problem. This is a solution, okay? I'm a solutions guy, okay?
Just call me your attacks. When Elvis's manager wrote a tell-all book, and they said that they would give Elvis these cocktail shots in his arm 3 times a day, and they were mostly uppers for the morning, barbiturates at night, things like that. And that's ultimately probably what killed him, but they would call him attacks. And isn't that just badass sounding?
Attack?
It's time for attack number 3, and they'd come in and give him his shots. Yeah. I think, and you know, he named it that because he's fucking crazy. All the stuff you ever heard about him wandering around in Graceland in a jumpsuit karate chopping people, totally true. Totally true.
He also, I've heard, had really bad gas, which is interesting because Adolf Hitler also had.
We're 13 minutes in. It's time for Hitler news.
As usual, the news I'm about to deliver is fucking useless to you for anything. Allow me to waste your time. Adolf Hitler also had a historically bad flatulence problem.
Because he was a vegetarian or just a stinky butt or what?
Hold on. We don't have a green button up here, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out because I know I can't get in trouble for it. But more like Adolf Shitler.
The green button lives in our hearts, and it is being pressed right now.
Out of all the things that Hitler did and stuff, someone had to report that he farts too much.
Listen,
and his farts are stinky. That seems like a very arbitrary thing to report about a man like Hitler.
I am trying to fill up the middle section of a Venn diagram between Elvis and Hitler. And please, just let me cook, okay? It's vegetarian. Hitler would love it. So he was a notorious shit ass. And part of it is because he had this snake oil salesman doctor that was with him all the time and was always injecting him with these tonics, but sometimes, but like some of it was poison, and like it was like a weird mix of plants and poison to which his body reacted incredibly poorly, as one might.
Sorry, I drifted off for a second because I was trying to make a poop pun with Dr. Mangala, but I couldn't get there in my brain. It's like Dr. Shang. Nah, damn it. No, I lost it.
It's okay. That's what Hitler said when he farted at the dinner party.
oh, boy.
So, yeah. So I wonder if Elvis's like considerable flatulence was due to his attacks.
It must have been, because we certainly know he wasn't a vegetarian.
Yeah. I always assumed that it was due to the pork chops, but I didn't know that it was that it was.
I got married at Graceland. I should have prefaced this whole conversation with that right there. And when we did, our gift from the hotel was a cookbook, an Elvis cookbook. And every recipe in there will give you diabetes immediately.
I thought you were going to say diarrhea.
Oh, that too. That too. That too. And then Southern food, fried apples. Fried apples is the only acceptable Southern food besides barbecue, in my opinion. But that's a conversation for another show.
Yeah, like this is the worst week yet. Holy shit. Nothing else? We don't have time. Folks, we've got a lot of news to talk about. But before we get into any of that, we're going to go ahead and take a break and hear just a quick word from our sponsors.
What up, Bing Bongs? It's a goddamn... Okay, no.
What?
We're doing the ad read, Deanna. That's right. Patreon.com/worstweekyet.
He's having it. I made him take drugs. Bad choice.
I may or may not have ingested some mushrooms and not now. Last night.
Your stupid podcast host convince you to take drugs. Okay.
To be fair, I did try to say no, but then I was like, you know what? Saying no isn't fun. I'm just going to go for it.
No isn't fun. You know what? Barbara Bush would be so proud.
But
just saying no, no fun.
Yeah, well, you know who would be proud? Nike, because I just did it.
Yeah, go woke, go not broke.
We figured it out, folks.
No, we didn't.
You can support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you can get bonus episodes. Most weeks, we just put out a Q&A. We have a motherfucking Bigfoot episode coming out, so tune in for that. But if you support giving $10 a month, you become an official sponsor of the show, a Pizza the Hut level patron. What does that mean?
Damn. We read your name. Sorry, I forgot. But we got people. Okay, look, I didn't just drug him. I also took the drugs, okay? Like.
Anyways, big shout out to Chauncey Yonder, Zap Actions Downer, Andrea Humphrey, The Man in the West, Nandy Angelus, Josh Troopin, Nick Adams, parentheses Alpha Male, AJ from Baltimore, Ed Nix, Dragula 206, Brienne, and CIA Brainbugs. Thank you guys so much.
Y'all are cool. We are not.
Also, just a quick shout out. Thank you so much to Peter, who came out and saw me in Seattle. That was really cool. It's fun to have fans. I'm coming to LA and Portland in the next couple days. I don't know. Find me on social media. Check that out. Come see me do jokes. And go to patreon.com/worstweekyet.
And we're back. Folks, we got a lot of news to talk about this week. So much shit's going on. I paid attention to almost none of it. But hey... I got a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and talk about it. Our first story this week. We have to talk about the fall of an American institution. Tragically, it is my duty to report to you that Bud Light has gone woke.
R.I.P.
You know.
Nah, it's been resurrected. This is Easter weekend. And this is actually how Bud Light makes a comeback.
I don't know if you can come back from this one. They put a rainbow flag on the can.
Maybe they can't come back from it, but they can come out from it.
Okay. See, you're thinking outside the box. Yes, Bud Light has gone woke. It caused quite a controversy this week. You know, conservatives tend to be really into capitalism until somebody decides that the best way to sell something is to make it a little gay. And then they're like, whoa. It's upsetting, you know, not to me, but to Kid Rock. Kid Rock had a really difficult time.
I like that Bud Light. I like that Bud Light's marketing strategy is the same as like my OnlyFans marketing strategy. Like, the best way to sell something is to make it a little gay. Like, we got the top people working on this stuff.
Target has it down to a fine art.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love the Target videos. That's just some random dude going to a Target and like holding up a shirt with a rainbow on. It's like, do you see this shit? And everybody's like, yeah, dude, we're at Target. We see you too. What are you doing?
We got to protect the children from these adult size clothes. Good Lord.
But yeah, Kid Rock, he had a bad reaction to the news. He heard that Bud Light had gone woke, had succumbed to the woke mind virus. And so he did what is, of course, the only natural response. He put 4 cases of Bud Light on a table and then shot at them with a machine gun.
Oh, for a hot second, I thought you were going to say he tried to light them on fire.
No, well, here's the thing is that he had, I don't know much about guns. It was definitely an automatic weapon. I don't know what kind of gun
it was.
It was
a machine gun.
But I do know that out of the 4 cases, he only hit 2 of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's important here is to note that he shot at them.
Yes.
Because, like, he didn't, his rate of actually shooting them was barely half.
Yeah. So pour one out, or I guess you can't anymore. It's gone woke. You gotta, yeah. I don't know what to do. Here's the thing. I saw people pouring cans of Bud Light down the drain, which that's also just funny because like Bud Light is basically water that makes you pee more than normal. So like pouring it down the drain, you're just skipping a step.
That's
you know?
Good for the environment, really.
And also like you still bought the Bud Light. Now you're just wasting beer.
It's my favorite. Mm. I think people just like to destroy products. They're just angry at products in general. I will say I can report that I have friends that work in the gay bar here in Anchorage, and the bar manager texted me and said that Bud Light sales were up 25%, and there were people standing at the well saying it was the first time they'd ever tried it.
I was going to say, honestly, never been a Bud Light guy, but
might
now
start.
That I know, I'm like, you know what, Bud Light, I too am a little bit gay. I'll give it a try.
I need to pee more, so I'll try it.
Yeah, I've been really dehydrated on this trip, honestly. I have 3 drinks right now.
There was also a lot of people that were like, we're switching over to Coors Light. And it's like, Coors has like been allowed same-sex couples marriage protections for like 30 years. Like they were like one of the, I'm sure it's like a national conglomerate. I'm sure they're still evil, but like in that way, like they were ahead of the game. So like I'm switching over from the new woke to the old woke.
Do you think that if someone came out with a vaccine for the woke mind virus, do you think conservatives would take it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
but they're so anti-vax.
Right?
No, they like, would. They get jabbed in a second.
What's gonna happen? Yeah, that's what I want to know. It's like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, you can tell them you got to jab it solely in the tip of your pee hole, and they would do it because they don't want to be woke.
Not sounding with vaccines.
Yeah, for sure. This is the tiniest sounding one. the tiniest angry sounding one you've ever had.
Well, we've got an episode title. So R.I.P. to Bud Light. You know, you never know what you have till it's gone woke. So let's move on. We've got another story. Another, I guess you could say, fall of an American icon. This week, Donald Trump was officially arrested. We got him, folks. We got him.
Yeah.
Our big wet boy president has gone down. It's over for humanity. Or at least for Donald Trump. Yes, he was taken into custody in New York. And was it released like 40 minutes later? Oh, shit.
Was he really taken into custody or was it just an arraignment?
Yeah, no, he went in. They did not put him in handcuffs. They did not do a mugshot. I don't know if they fingerprinted him.
I don't think so.
He got in and out of like a 34-count felony like arraignment faster than I've gotten in and out of any post office in my life. It's crazy,
okay.
Dude.
But here's the thing that I want to say is like I don't really understand what part of the process that he is actually in, but he is more arrested than I've ever been in my life. And that feels right to me. Like I don't know exactly how or arrested he is. Like, I'm not sure, like, is being arrested a spectrum?
Yeah, for sure. Apparently so, it is if you're rich.
Yeah. So I don't really know where he is on the, like, I'm arrested spectrum. But, like, I know that he is further towards the non-functioning side than I am. And I feel good. I feel good, okay? I don't get to feel good a lot. Just let me have it.
Yeah, and
no, Deanna, the only two genders are arrested or not arrested.
Okay, first of all, let's get one thing straight. The only two genders are poops and doesn't poop, okay? That's it. That's how you know who goes in which bathroom. If you've ever been in a women's bathroom and a woman pooped, you've been in the bathroom with a man. I got news for you, okay?
I don't make the rules.
Girls don't poop. So if you're in there with a pooper, there's already men.
I'm so glad we've evolved from stand-ups and sit-downs. That was the dividing line for a while. Do you stand up? Do you sit down to pee? And I was like, I've been standing this whole time.
I'm a stander for sure. I put my leg up. It's crazy.
You have to, especially if you're pissing outside, you'll piss all over your pants. Femme pissing in the outdoors is impossible.
Or your shoes. You'll like pee on your feet.
Have you seen the Go Girl? This magical invention called the Go Girl?
I'm not peeing into a fucking funnel, okay?
What if it's then going into someone's mouth, though, right after? See?
How much are they paying?
Exactly. That's OnlyFans content. Make it a little gay.
Make it a little gay. Yeah.
So this Trump arrest was incredible.
Speaking of piss.
Yeah, speaking of our big wet boy.
Piss babies.
It wasn't that entertaining or incredible, but like the coverage of it, because I was staying with a friend in the coverage of it, it was like they wanted it to be like the OJ police chase so bad. Yeah. They were like, the vehicle has left the building. And they're like five different helicopters with aerial shots of the just like
plane.
Some cars just going down the street. Like there's nothing happening.
They're driving at like school zone speed.
Yeah. My favorite was
they're
when
like
they
15 miles an hour.
They were like, he doesn't need to be fingerprinted or mugshot because he's the most famous man in the world. Where is he going to go where someone doesn't know his face? And I was so fucking mad. How dare you deprive me my Nick Nolte ass mugshot when they wipe off all of his makeup and they pull his hair back. I want to see the emperor no clothes, you know?
I don't want to see it.
I don't personally want to see it, but I want it to be seeable.
It needs
to
be in the history books.
Because I won't be able to escape it. Like some I'm too online to avoid it, and I don't want to see it.
It'll transcend online, though. It'll be like one of those things where they make like big plaques. It'll be like the new picture of George Washington. It'll be like portraits of it all over. You know, big billboards all over the country.
I cannot imagine how many more pills I would have to add to my fucking regimen if I had to see Donald Trump without his war paint and wig. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I think they should put naked face Trump on the new quarter. Just put the worst picture of him on coins, man.
Yeah.
So let's fucking go.
I think we should just be doing that with all politicians in general.
I'm just now realizing that they do like runs of quarters every few years where they just do one of every president or whatever. So Trump will be on a coin someday. Wait, no, he's already on the Trump commemorative coins, which I have.
My dad bought me so many of
those. I'm looking to unload if anybody is in the market. Never mind. Yeah, so he pled not guilty. Big surprise there. So he's trying right now to get the case moved out of Manhattan because he's like, I'm not going to be able to get a fair jury in Manhattan. And like, I kind of almost am like, he's right about that. But the problem is that... You're not going to be able to get a fair jury on planet Earth. Like, nobody in America, nobody in any country, anywhere, has no opinion on Donald Trump. Some people love him. Some people hate him. Nobody's like, I'm indifferent. Nobody.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Chad Trump, you know, he's had some hits. He's had some flops, you know.
Not had some hits and had some misses.
I liked his old stuff.
Had some hits, had some misses, dropped a number Moab, yeah. Whatever.
When it was the Central Park Five, it was one thing. Yeah. But he went too far with this fucking wall. I mean, honestly, that costs a lot of money.
The Central Park Five should be the ones that get to, like, string him up when it's all said and done.
Actually, yeah. I do appreciate it. I think you're right.
I think their parents should get to be 10 of the 12 members of the jury. Yeah.
I like that.
Hell yeah. Yeah. See, we are a solutions podcast, Deanna. I'm so glad Jens are here with me.
I said I was a solutions guy.
Hell yeah.
I don't lie. I do say wrong stuff, but that's just because I'm stupid. That's different. That's not lying.
Not helping our case that we're not the Alex Jones of the left, but let's move on.
I
say wrong stuff, but I'm not lying.
I also love gay frogs. So like, yeah. I think
I'm torn.
Again, we're making messy Venn diagrams.
Yeah, we're the Alex Jones of the left because we are hearing that, you know, we hear that they're turning the frogs gay and we're like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, like, why are we not excited about that? I don't understand.
Oh, I know that Anchorage believes in that myth because as soon as our new mayor got elected, he turned off the fluoride without telling anyone.
Just what Anchorage, Alaska needs. Tougher conditions for teeth. Folks.
yeah. Did you know that Alaska's home to many endangered species?
Women?
Molars, canines,
teeth. Yes,
incisors.
Teeth.
Yeah, so that's all I've got on Trump. Now, I do have another story sort of related. Within days of Trump being arrested, the Republicans in Congress came out and announced that the House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed several major banks for Joe Biden's financial records. So, wasting no time at all, we take one president down, we're going after the big boy, we're going after Brandon. So, here we are, folks. This is going to be an exciting year.
Here's the thing. Once again, the right is right, but for the wrong fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, go more presidents. Go after more. Let's get Bill Clinton.
Jimmy Carter's
only fucking Hillary. She didn't even get to be president, but she thought about it.
Jimmy Carter's only going to be alive for like a couple more weeks. You got to get him now.
He smoked weed on the White House roof. He's done for. That's a felony.
Right. We got to get George W. There's so many presidents. So like they were like, "Oh, you're going to go after our guy. We're going to go after your guy." And it's like, "Okay, like
that ain't our guy.
We also don't like that guy."
Yeah.
I don't like that fucking guy. So, like, take them. You can take some more of our, do you want some more of our guys? We had a list.
Yeah, we've been begging for accountability for these men.
Yeah, is this what, like, a Red Rover? Because, like, I am ready to send a motherfucker over. Who are you sending back? Send somebody back. Can we get Marjorie Taylor?
Look, you can have anybody except for Hunter. Hunter's off limits. Leave Hunter alone.
His dick's too good.
Yeah.
Hunter's dick is like that story about in the war when it was Christmas. And
yes, in Germany. Yes, absolutely. Crystal knock of dicks. Yeah, dude.
Hunter Biden's dick is basically like German and English soldiers playing a soccer game on Christmas. You get it.
Yeah.
You know the dick is good because no one can mention Hunter Biden without the next thing being like, oh, yeah, the dick.
The dick, right.
The dick is good.
And the great unifier.
There's very few things I can mention without bringing up Hunter Biden's dick.
Yeah, me too. But I have a serious question. Was the dick good or did it just look good because the person playing with it was a small Asian person?
There's no, like, there could have been anything in that.
Was it an optical illusion?
Would have towered over it. No, dude.
No, dude.
No. You can't use tricks of the eye to make a dick look that big, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess you have to compare it to the crack pipe and see which is.
See, I'd be receiving many a dick pic. And like, so I know when I'm looking at a doctored dick pic. Like, I know.
Doctor dick.
I'm like, listen, this is.
Do you know when you're looking at a dick that needs to go to the doctor?
Yeah. I also know when I'm looking at a dick that's very undoctored.
That's helpful here
really
in Alaska
do.
Specifically.
Yeah. So like.
Real men's dicks don't look like that.
I know. I do know. All I'm saying is. Hunter Biden's dick is the model for Yeti's new thermos. coming out.
Hunter Biden's dick will keep your drink cold for 3 weeks, dude. Like,
man, as long as I can take it on the go, you know?
Yeah.
You can take it. You might not be able to go anywhere for a while, actually.
Yeah. You might limp. You might be limping.
All right. Well, I think we've got some more political news, but we're gonna switch gears for a bit. We're gonna talk about some fun stuff. This is a story I saw that came out of Japan. Apparently, Monster Energy Drinks has filed a trademark objection to some indie video game for its use of the word monster. Apparently, Monster Energy Drinks is trying to be like, monster is our word.
That's
I looked okay, into this.
But where's the lie?
It was all real monsters came out way before Monster Energy. Monster has been in the fucking
But they
vernacular.
Didn't lock that shit down on paper. If they liked it, then they should have put a ring on it, okay? Beyonce tried to tell them.
Can you imagine if they successfully got to copyright the word monster and we all had to just call real monsters Munsters or something like that? Like, it's just we had to revert. The Munsters copyright's up, you know?
Yeah, we're going to see a Munster truck rally later, dude.
Munsters Inc., bro.
So I looked into this. Apparently, Monster Energy has done this over 100 times, like specifically suing video games. Like, they tried to sue Monster Hunter and Pokemon. Monster Energy tried to take down Pocket Monsters, and goddamn, dude, how delusional do you have to be? That's fucked up. Let Pikachu live, man. Nice little guy. He's a nice little guy. And also, why are we even calling Pikachu a monster? I think he's.
Wait. They didn't invent the word pocket monster, did they? I thought pocket monster was just like a name for a guy who touched his dick too much.
No. He said Pokemonster.
No, I thought he said pocket monster.
Well, Pokemon it means is pocket monster. Pocket monster, yeah.
Right. They can't sue Pokemon. They'd have to sue the guy in fucking 10th grade who made that shit up.
Look, Pokemon didn't even try and sue the guy that was touching his dick, or vice versa.
Well, that was before Me Too.
The guy that was touching his dick didn't try to sue Pokemon, is what I meant to say.
I was like, who's touching Pokemon's dick? What is going on here?
Yeah, so good luck to Monster Energy drinks, or bad luck actually. I don't want to have to do like a little trademark after every time I use the word monster in a tweet or whatever. So fuck you, Monster Energy drinks.
In breaking news, Red Bull is now trying to copyright the word red.
Okay, so I have another bit of fun news. This one's actually an Alaska story. Yeah. So. This week, an Anchorage hospital was brought to the brink of collapse.
Collapse?
After a moose walked into the lobby and nobody could figure out how to get it to leave.
Hell yeah, dude.
It walked in because there's like potted plants in the lobby and it just walked in and started eating them.
Yeah.
Like, all the hospital staff was like, go away, moose. And the moose was like, yep. Fuck you, dude. Yeah. Like, just eating this plant.
They don't give a fuck.
So they like started like pushing chairs and couches because they don't want to get too close to it because it'll fuck them up. But like the moose is just like, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. It's a little baby guy too. It wasn't even like a big old full size moose. But
oh, why didn't they just let that moose chill? It would have left on its own. Like
it did. Like we'll that's what happened.
Yeah. Alaskans pretend to be big stewards of the environment, but the second a moose comes into your house, they're like, get out of here, asshole! Get out!
We don't take your kind in here, moose.
How dare you?
Pull yourself up by your moose straps.
The best part about that story is that that's not the first time that's happened at that specific hospital. It happens like every 2 years.
No, the best part of that story is that I read it whenever I was drunk and misremembered it. And so what I thought the story was is that the moose stormed a state capitol building. And in my mind, I was like, yes, January 6th, but with moose. Fuck yes. Put it into my fucking veins. Like, so unfortunately, the best part of the story is just me being fucking stupid.
You know, that's a great though, because like most, there's like a misconception about moose. You know, a lot of bull moose, like male moose, are actually pretty docile. They don't mess with you, but it's the females, the cows that bother you because they're trying to protect their young. So a bunch of moose storming the cattle, just like the equivalent of a bunch of angry 50-year-old women like, bah!
This moose pussy bites back.
Moose knuckle sandwich. I smoke too much weed. I'm sorry.
Or maybe not enough. Hit that thing again.
You know, that's the age old debate. Yeah. Every week I have to ask myself, like, am I too high for this or not high enough? But like, unfortunately, at the point where I'm asking myself that question, the only way to find out is to smoke more weed and see if I get worse. And that's a real dangerous game to play. What can I say? I'm a risk taker.
Yeah, so pour one out for our moose friends. Or, you know what? Go to www.moose.com and just send them all your money. The moose need help, man. I also did just want to talk about, you know, this has been a really bad week for me, personally. Here's the thing is that it actually had been a really good week until I learned that we had gone to the town of Talkeetna, Alaska. We went and left and nobody told me that that's the town that had the cat mayor. And I'm a little heartbroken about this.
That's egregious.
I was wearing a shirt with 20 cats on it, and nobody was like, hey, dude, you like cats? Let me tell you something. So I'm having a bit of my own worst week yet now, but I looked into the cat mare. So
the cat mare.
The cat mare's name. We are going to talk about cat politics for a moment, folks. I hope you don't mind, or I actually don't care because it's my show. So the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska was Stubbs the Cat. He was mayor for 20 years, from 1997 to 2017.
It's true.
Now, I remember hearing about when Stubbs died. It was tragic. That was about all I heard about it. So today I looked into it, and holy shit, dude. This cat mayor had a life. There was at least three attempted, or maybe not attempted. There's
attempted
at least
assassinations?
There was assassination attempts.
Not a cat assassination.
So Stubbs at one point was attacked by a dog. He was fell or maybe pushed into a cold, tank of oil fat, like a fryer. He was pushed
what?
Into a fryer.
So Jesus Christ.
And he was also shot. And none of those things killed him. But
Stubbs was a real one.
He finally died of old age. And so this is why I needed to talk about this on the show. I looked into what happened after he died. There was an election for the new mayor. And somebody nominated a cat named Denali. And somebody else nominated the dog that attacked Stubbs. Alaskan politics is fucking crazy.
It's cutthroat. Cutthroat, baby.
And then before the election, that dog died mysteriously.
I think COINTELPRO, bro.
I think every person in Alaska is just the most slept on Florida man. Like,
this is straight up just called Florida, this is, dude.
Yeah.
No, have you not noticed it's literally a state full of Joe Exotics?
I mean, truly, I was and was not surprised to have seen a Confederate flag while I was driving.
That shit enrages
here.
Me. You can't be any farther away from the South.
Like, my guy, the only thing you're south of is the North Pole. Take that shit down.
I hate it so much. Just the worst.
If somehow, because Alaska is small, so like if somehow some Alaskan motherfucker hears this, if you know the Confederate flag person, I'm assuming it's a guy. Even does not matter if the person is poops or no poops, it's a fucking guy. So like if somebody could ask the Confederate flag guy, like, does he know that he has to cross the border between the US and Canada twice before he can even think about the Mason-Dixon line? Like, can we find out? Has he seen a map?
Yeah, if we can get the I eat ass truck guy to beat the shit out of that guy, that would be dope. He's like, let's get it done.
He was like, the South will rise again. Like, the South,
and hopefully it rises way further.
It's Anchorage? Like, I don't understand, pal.
Yeah, to his credit, Anchorage is the farthest south you could really be in the crotch of Anchorage. That's where we're, or in the crotch of Alaska. You guys are in the crotch. Did you know that?
Hell yeah. Andrew Hillary up in a crotch.
Andrew
once
has
again,
been to
folks.
A crotch in a very long time.
Air horns. Put them in post. Gravy, are you listening? Good producer. Oh, Gravy. Anyways, so I went to a town with a fucking cat mayor and didn't get to meet them, and I'm heartbroken.
What? I think that nobody told you because they knew how devastated you would be that Stubbs the cat mayor was departed.
There's a new cat mayor. His name's Denali.
There's a new cat mayor?
He won the election because the dog died before the vote.
Mysterious.
I thought I hallucinated that part. I'm not gonna lie. Like, sometimes I clock out for a minute in the middle of a conversation. Like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going on break. And then I come back and like the store is full of customers and I'm trying to act like I know who's been helped. So I thought I made that part up. I thought that was a fake until you make it, but unfortunately, reality is worse.
No, the worst reality is the cat mayor Denali is like an acting mayor, but they have officially, finally converted to a full human mayor in Talkeetna.
Boom.
I know, Alaska just ain't what it used to be, you know?
So
what
somebody is? Has to assassinate the human mayor.
You know what, though? You know what, though? Here's the thing.
If anybody can hook me up with an alibi for later this afternoon, let me know.
What's disappointing to me is that, like, having the human mayor is less woke than the cat mayor. They're going in the wrong direction.
What's next? Will cats be mayors? Not anymore, apparently.
They're going south.
All right, so that was fun stuff. Now, a few more less fun things we got to talk about. So last week, we spoke about how after the school shooting in Tennessee, a bunch of parents and students stormed the Capitol and, like, you know, demanding, like, hey, do something about the fact that little kids keep getting murdered while they're at school. Please do something, anything. Which, you know, naturally the Republicans were like, oh, this is basically January 6th, right? They're doing the same thing we did. So a few of the Democratic lawmakers in Tennessee actually joined in with some of the chants. And, you know, they were, you know, they're in the minority there, but they were like, hell yeah, like, we would like to do something to keep your kids safe. I don't know. So this week, the Republicans in the state legislature in Tennessee kicked them out of the fucking legislature. They voted to expel two of the three that joined in the protest. So it's two young members, Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, both black men.
Fuck who, yeah, Justin.
Yeah, they were booted from the state legislature on accusations of mutiny.
That's rich. Pirate ship. That's rich.
Because they were chanting. They were joining in chants. They're like, well, you guys are obviously like...
If only they had engaged in sea shanties instead.
Yeah. Oh,
that would have been the mutiny charge.
If only.
Yeah.
So there was a third member who joined the chants.
The gold member.
Survived expulsion by one vote. Do you want to guess what the difference between him and the other two is? He was a white guy. One Republican was like, well, we're not going to get rid of the white guy who was doing a mutiny. So... Look at that, Tennessee. Like, so many different ways you can be awful all at once. All at once.
Yeah, they established but this is like, this is again the Republican Party playing the fucking long game, mm-hmm. where they systematically built a fucking supermajority there that couldn't be fucked with so that they would have the power to be able to do this shit. Right. And this is how the right continues to consolidate power, because despite the fact that their message is absolutely shitty as fuck, they are all pretty much consistently terrible.
Yeah. They know what they're doing, and they actually try to do it, as opposed to just like putting out a press release like, you know, we see the complaints about this and we hear you and we feel bad. I'm going to dinner.
It's customer service speak.
We just want you to know.
It doesn't surprise me coming from Tennessee, though, because like I said, I got married at Graceland. Me and Elvis were tight.
I hold you personally accountable for at least some part of this. You'll answer for this in hell, Cass.
I feel like totally vindicated, because we went to the Jack Daniels factory, and there's black mold on all the trees there, and I was like, this shit's not safe. No one should be having any of this. And that was about like 15 years ago, and then now there's recent reports coming out that the black mold is spread 3 miles away from the factory, and it's taking over the entire like county of Lynchburg, Tennessee, and the people are like, what do we do about this? We gotta get the government involved. So I feel vindicated, but at the same time, like, Tennessee's not surprising that this racial disparity in like the government itself exists, because if you drive down towards the bridge on the Mississippi-Tennessee border, there's two parks on side of the highway. On one side of the highway, the park is Martin Luther King National Park, and you're like, hell yeah, Martin Luther King, there's my buddy Martin, right across the street. With a matching statue right across from the statue of Martin Luther King is a statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest, the man who created the KKK. So, like, the duality is just, like, stark, and it's not a secret, that's for sure.
Well, you know, they say...
Your face is...
I have a face for radio, unfortunately.
For the listeners at home, Deanna is making the same face that she makes whenever I say pretty much anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Disappointment, disgust.
Yep.
But then Tennessee's also backward as fuck, because for some reason they have like a full life-size reconstruction of the Parthenon.
Huh.
The Greek Parthenon. Yeah, it makes no sense. In the middle of Tennessee. Like, what the fuck?
Isn't that where they also have the, like, Noah's Ark Museum?
Yeah, it's very strange for people who don't read history books.
I drove by it whenever I was on tour, and I just didn't have time. Like, I think it's, like, $200 to get in. I would have absolutely fucking gone to the Noah, like, the life-size Noah's Ark recreation. Fuck it, dude. I want to be on that boat. I might steal it. So, in other awful people in control of way too much of our fate's news, this week... A report came out that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has been receiving literally millions of dollars worth of gifts and vacations from Republican mega donors during his tenure in the Supreme Court, including one vacation to Indonesia that involved a private plane and a yacht that was valued, just that one trip, at like $500,000. And like nothing was disclosed. They just found out about it. Like, oh shit, this guy's been getting a lot. And here's the cool thing about the Supreme Court is that I guess you're just allowed to do that.
Yeah. What are they going to do, tell you to go home?
There was no rule that said I couldn't accept tens of millions of dollars in free gifts from anybody who wanted to influence my decision. So there was no sign.
So there are some rules, but...
who makes the rules?
But what I liked was that Clarence...
Fight him all the way up to the who now? The what?
Shit.
Calls coming from inside the house as usual. How many fucking phone lines does this place have? What I liked about it was that he basically was like, I mean, okay, so like I knew I wasn't really supposed to do that, but I just did it because like my friend said that I could. Like the other justices said their mom said it was okay.
No, you don't understand. This isn't my vacation. I was holding it for a friend.
Like why do we have to talk to a Supreme Court justice? Like if all your friends accepted bribes from foreign governments, would you accept bribes from foreign governments? Like, yeah, fucking clearly.
It doesn't surprise me. This is the guy who put the pube on the Coke can, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah. And
least favorite kind
there
of
were
Coke.
More pubes at that on that Coke can that there were at the Wild Alaskan Bush Company.
I'm telling you, you missed out. You missed out, man.
They should talk. You know what? If Clarence Thomas ends up looking for work, he could be the pubes advisor.
Dude, seriously, Ginny Thomas could start as a stripper right now at Crazy Horse downtown. No one would bat a fucking eye. They'd be like, wow, that lady looks like she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
But she's not.
My favorite kind of lady. Looks nice, isn't. So another story dealing with the judicial fuckery in this country. So this week, a Texas judge issued a ruling that pulled the FDA approval of mifepristone, which is the abortion pill. Now, this has been in use for over 30 years, and this judge was just like, actually, I'm going to take away the I don't think it's safe. So within like 10 or 15 minutes of him announcing this ruling, another judge in Washington state issued an order that said the FDA will not make any changes to its administration of mifepristone. So now there's like these two combating rulings, and from everything I read, it was like nobody really knows what this means.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm stupid as fuck. I don't know what it means, but like if you work for like a national newspaper, you should know what this means. Tell me what it means.
We got another messy Venn diagram on our hands here.
Yeah.
Once again,
Alaska was part of the group of governors that reached out to try to like squash the abortion pill deal, and they were threatening companies and pharmacies in Alaska, saying if you supply it, that we will go after you in litigation. So
yeah, they were like, when Sarah Palin's daughter got her abortion, she did it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
She got the fucking catch of the day method, like a real Alaskan,
just like her mother.
Everyone here has a C-section scar. Even the men.
Even the poops.
Even the poops.
Even the poops.
The C and C section stands for crabbing. That's why.
They're all greenhorns. But unfortunately, Walgreens capitulated, and all the CVS and Walgreens in Alaska were like, fuck it, we won't sell the pill, we don't want the smoke. So I stopped shopping at Walgreens.
Fuck you, Walgreens!
Yeah, they can eat my dick. And then I'll grow another one, I can eat that too.
Yeah, they have pills for that. They have pills for that now, I like that.
I'm gonna keep one emergency one in a box, just in case I need
years.
It.
You're like, in case in 10 years I need to grow a second dick.
Yes.
My emergency dick.
I want to take one of those pills and see if I can get... Never mind. It's been an emergency for a long time. Ugh. So
I'm making the face again.
Just a couple more things to touch on here. One is that we got to check in on our possibly favorite melting wax man, Elon Musk. this week...
He's a textural nightmare.
He looks like sweaty and wet.
He's the only real person that looks like he was AI generated. Like,
Elon Musk's real face is the strongest case against AI that we have.
Yeah, his eyes are way too far apart.
You know, he's just constantly destroying the only thing that I love, which is Twitter. And this week was when the legacy blue check marks were meant to be taken away. You know, because you're only supposed to get a check mark if you give him $8 a month to use a website that makes all of its money off selling you ads.
Reminding you all again that for just $2 more, you could buy a subscription to my OnlyFans and actually enjoy yourself.
So the day came, I think it was supposed to be on April 1st, which, you know, I was anticipating like, oh, he's going to do some stupid fucking April Fool's Day that like causes an international incident. I just know he is. But once again, I was wrong. What actually happened is on April 1st, when the blue checks were supposed to disappear, apparently they learned that like, oh, we don't know how to do that. So they couldn't just like go in and flip a switch and get rid of them. So they just are still there. What it is now if you click on a blue check, it says this person has a blue check because they are either subscribed to Twitter Blue or they already had one.
Yeah, he just did a solid for all his nerd buds who bought the $8 check. He's like, I'm going to help you stop getting bullied by all these mean women on the internet, bud.
My favorite thing is, though, is that there's no way to, like, automatically turn off all the blue checks, like, for everybody that was verified previously. But you can do it individually. It's just it would take way too much time to go in and actually do it individually. So this allows Elon to just use it for, like, petty reasons. So, which he's a very petty man. The first blue check, the first verification that was taken away was for the New York Times.
Yeah.
The New York Times like had a tweet like that was like, we're not going to pay for Twitter Blue. And now all of a sudden they're no longer verified. So it's the only person I've seen.
But such an impotent attempt, because no one's going to click on the New York Times and be like, yeah, this tiny little, I don't know. Is this real? Is this verified?
I saw something else that now he wants to make Twitter an app where you can do everything. He basically wants to make Twitter Facebook. He's like, you'll be able to do payments. You'll be able to order food. You'll be able to. And it's like, dog, I just want to like say silly things and look at boobs. That's why your website exists. What are you doing? But hey, good for him.
He's just trying to dry up his skin. He's the wettest, dry person I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. It's so weird.
Like, I feel like if you threw him in water, he would just slide along the top. I fucking hate him so much.
He's the only person on the planet that really made me like Azalea Banks. Like, I don't like that bitch. I don't like a lot of her music or most of what she has to say, but that drama between her and Grimes and Elon when they were all tripping on acid and ruining his Tesla stock. Ooh, wee. I'll eat that up all day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So our last story, and we try to end with a bit of good news, and there actually was some this week. So just two election results that, you know, give a little bit of a good vibes for maybe what will come. So first in Wisconsin, they had a state Supreme Court election, which, like, Wisconsin is one of the most, like, gerrymandered, like, rat-fucked states in the country. Like,
we got just a Wisconsinite in here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and forgive me for having none of the details about this, but I know
you got
the
any
good
deets
person
up there?
Won.
You got some deets?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You want to come down here? Come here.
Yay!
Do you want to be thrust onto a podcast you only walked into 10 minutes ago?
She's funny as fuck. She's ready.
Hell yeah.
She's from Wisconsin because she worked on the fucking campaign. She's going to say a better thing than either of us would say. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Kristen Lighty from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hell yeah.
So fucking funny.
Welcome to the worst week yet.
You're having it right now. some people have the worst week yet thrust upon them.
Yeah, no, that does feel an accurate description for our times.
So what happened in Wisconsin?
So yeah, I work for the teachers union, and we turned out numerous members to go out and knock doors, text people, call, you know, really get our people to the polls, because this is our attempt to ungerrymander our state. Once we ungerrymander it, oh my God, we can repeal Act 10, which is the law that destroyed public sector unions in Wisconsin. We could probably get legalization of marijuana. We just have representatives that actually give a shit about us.
That's fucking awesome. And what's the woman's name who won?
Protasiewicz.
Okay, I'm glad I did not try that one.
Yeah, it was worth the walk down here. Was worth it just for that alone. Thank you so fucking
You're
much.
You're welcome. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks for working on that campaign.
Yeah. Yes. Clap for Kristen.
And also,
prove there's humans in this room, please.
People showed up. We got friends.
Hell yeah. And our last
People
bit of good news.
To sit somewhere warm.
Our last bit of good news is that the Chicago's mayor's race, fucking Brandon, let's go Brandon. Brandon Johnson won.
One true Brandon.
Yeah. I think he was outspent like 3-4 to 1 or something by like, you know, real estate developer money and shit. And the other guy, I think he was like a cop or like a
Paul Vallis.
Yeah, Paul Vallis. He's a piece of fuck that dude. But you know, we still obviously have a lot of work to do, but it's like, oh, you know, sometimes we get a little W and it feels nice. It feels good. So yeah, Trump's gone down. Biden's going down. Let's go, Brandon. I think that's it. Folks, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for listening to The Worst Week Yet. Cass, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Fuck
it's
yeah,
awesome.
Dude. Everybody listening, go follow Alaska Before You Die on all the social media. And follow me and Deanna, too, if you want. And, yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you again. Fuck yeah, Alaska.
Woo!